Last instruction that Jesus gave to his disciples before returning to heaven was this. He said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. Baptism is the public, outward and visible sign which is to accompany repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So what baptism does is it pictures and it makes visible what God does spiritually and invisibly in a person, in raising a person from spiritual death to spiritual life, and washing them clean of all their sins through forgiveness. Now, for the first time on the barge, we're able to do baptism by immersion. You may have noticed on the way in a new feature on the barge over here on the right-hand side. And we're delighted that we've got three people who are today going to be taking this step of baptism, so publicly affirming their faith in Christ and getting baptized. And before the baptism itself, each of them is going to come up and just share a little bit for a few minutes about what the Lord has been doing in their lives to bring them to the point of getting baptized today. So I'm going to ask the younger ones to please be very quiet and just we're going to listen for a few moments. So I think it's going to go Ryan and then Anna, then Joyce are going to come up. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name's Ryan. And you will find on your service sheet that is printed as Ren, which is my Chinese name. I'm a software developer working in an IT company. I've been in the barge for almost 7 months now, since last July when Joyce and I were introduced to the barge by one of our friends. I didn't know much about God before I came to the barge. I come from an atheist family, as the normal case in China, and was educated that I should take charge of my own life and be independent and rely on my own strength. So I thought I wouldn't get involved in any religion practice that would bind me to any set of rules. Also, my education had been science-oriented, which doesn't mention anything about God's existence. So I would say I was practically God-ignorant at that time. Well, I have come to believe and accept personally that life isn't all about living physically, but more importantly, about spiritual well-being. The Bible gives me the answer. I believe human beings have souls and hearts, and they are gifts from God, but distorted by our own desires. I admit that I have done lots of wrong things and should be held accountable before God. But he has given me a way out by the gospel, that Jesus has taken my sins and died for me. I also believe that a Christian life doesn't mean prosperity, and there will be challenges and suffering, but I trust God will help me through them. As for how this change come about, when I was in university, I slumped into a period of great depression, partly because I wasn't doing well academically and was also frightened by the uncertain future. I had nightmares about it. Then Joyce suggested me go to the church, and we were invited to the barge by a friend from Oxford. We took the Christianity Explored course with Ray and Lee and the Discipleship Explored course and growth group led by LG and Suing. And a lot of thanks to them, actually. I now understand that Christianity isn't a religion, but a belief that saves souls and hearts. I'm grateful that I came, and I believe God has started his glorious work in me. As for life since, it's been much better. Well, the Bible is a good guidebook through depression. I've started to look at my faults and failures from a different angle, because I believe that I have been forgiven and shouldn't struggle with myself, but to live out my life in grace of God. Though life still has its turns and difficulties, I feel more peaceful and more assured internally than before. Thanks.
Oh, hi, my name is Anna Stevenson, and at the moment I'm a full-time mum of two children. My husband Neil and I have been coming to Budge since September last year. I always thought there was a God from when I was about 10 years old, and I developed a love for Jesus, considering him as the epitome of goodness and who has the greatest love for people. I grew up feeling that I was a Christian, and I always wanted to get baptized, thinking it would take me to Jesus if I died. But now I've come to believe that the only way for my sin to be forgiven is through Jesus Christ's death on the cross. I always had the love for Jesus in my heart, but no full understanding of what the Bible really teaches about him. The fundamental change to my attitude came about since attending church for several years, where I have learned that the only right, good and purposeful way to live my life is God's way. And since then, my experience has been that only God can give me a contented heart and a peace of mind, things that I previously tried to achieve myself but failed. When I feel overwhelmed by depression, I think of God and I feel uplifted by pure happiness. In times of depression, God is pure joy to me. There is only pure joy in him and nowhere else. I think about God every day. God is in my mind. I always have interaction with him and I ask him to show me his way. My conscience is at work all the time. I feel sorry for things I've done wrong and I ask for forgiveness. By my communication with God, I feel I'm able to live my life the way he wants me to and I feel blessed. I can also pray for others and for God's help with things I have no influence over in the world. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I'm working at KPMG as a forensic consultant. I've been coming to the Budge since last summer. Before I became a Christian, I never really thought of the question of God seriously. I was too busy with other things like work and study, and I felt I was quite lucky that I was able to get a good degree from Oxford, get a good job in London, and have family and friends who loved me, but I never attributed all these good things to God. I thought life was just a random event, and I was under the impression that if there really was a loving and almighty God, then he wouldn't be allowing suffering in this world, and he wouldn't be sending people, good people, to hell simply because they didn't believe him. But now I have come to believe that there is a God who is our sovereign creator. He created the universe and the earth, and he created us in his image, and we are supposed to be his children and enjoy his provisions. However, we have all willfully turned against him, and we think we know better than God, and we don't need him. And as a result, we sin, and we have done nasty things. And the sufferings and corruption in this world are also a result of sins. So therefore, before God's judgment seat, none of us are actually righteous or good, and it is right for God to condemn us eternally. However, out of his infinite love, God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, or another form himself, to die for us on the cross to take away our sins, so that now we could enjoy life in Christ and be justified before God and enjoy him eternally. As for how this change came about, after I graduated from university and started work, I began to feel an emptiness in me that nothing else was able to fill. I felt a sense of futility about work and had a horrible fear of death. And that prompted me to think about the question of life and the purpose of life seriously. And then I was reminded of what my Christian friends have told me about Jesus. So I started to investigate Christianity. I came to the Budge and joined the Christianity Explored course with Ray and Lee, and we had lots of discussions. I asked lots of questions. I also read some other books and materials on the evidence of Jesus and the reliability of the gospel accounts. And I found that as I started to investigate it seriously, God just opened my eyes and helped me to see that everything makes so much sense, and I was able to finally accept Jesus Christ as the way, the life, and the truth. And I was also touched by God's great love for us. He wouldn't have offered himself to die for our sins if he doesn't love us as a father for his children. My father is here today. He came all the way from China to offer to cook for me. And there's no reason to turn down this great love. And so why would I turn down the great love of God? As for life since I became a Christian, I have come to know God more and more through Bible reading and through coming to the barge and attending growth groups, and also thanks to very supportive Christian fellowship here. I still have troubles and trials and fears in my life, of course, and I've been battling with my own sins as the Holy Spirit convicted me of the things I didn't even consider to be wrong before. And I'm sure the battle will go on, but now I know that God is with me and that he is my anchor and my shepherd. And when I know I'm weak on my own strength, I'm starting to learn to rely on God and have peace in Christ. And that is the greatest assurance and treasure I could ever have. Thanks.